koraham ani jage bakta samuha laila sade gela nagaru braje Jalako Ganakana Taki Jandero No Primi Dalla Dalla Sarananga Jane Nuburamaje Mukuna Madava Yadava Hori Napolo Reva Dana Bori Nijayina Vache Gela Rate Diva Chachiri Rasha Jay E Mona Nuna Mama Nama Deho Payaki Koro Baba Nakeho E Baitana Vache Leia Shoda Suta Jamar me pori me la je Udita ta pana hoi le asta Ina ke lo hoi be boi vi vasta Tabe ke no e me alla sa hoi Na bajare do hi a vajé Jivana nitya janasa Dakhari nana vida vipada par Namashaya korak Namashraya koi tana to me Takahapana kaje Jivera kanlana sarana kam Jakate ase matura nao Vidyati mira tapana rupe Rikagane virashe Krishna nama shuddha kuriyapan Juraya bhakati vino pran Namabina kichuna ego haro Chodabu anamaje Udilagaruna urabhaje Jamani gora ammani jage Udilagaruna urabhaje Jamani gora amani jage Bakat samu laila sate Gela nagaru vraje Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhunichananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Renda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahansa Acharya Satara Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupad Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Kailas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Nityananda Sridvaita Gadadha Sivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna, Gopi Gopinath, Shyam Kun Radhakunda Giri, Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Majuradam ki jai, Jagadapasami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Srimati Talasi Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Vol. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru in Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Buddhale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namani Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pajarni, Nivashesha Shunyabadi, Paschacha Deja Tari. So, Omagana Timirandasha Gananjana Shalakya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, we're going to continue with our reading of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And right now, we are still on the first chapter of the Majjalila, the summary. I believe we're in text 197, we're going to start with. So, let's go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita without further ado. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, starting with text 198. So, Mora Karma Morahate Kalaya Vandiha Kuvishaya Vishtakarte Diache Pilaiha. The two brothers, Sakara Malika and Davida Kasa, they humbly submitted that due to their abominable activities, they were now bound by the neck and hands and had been thrown into a ditch filled with the abominable stool-like objects of material sense enjoyment. So this is their abject humility. Of course, Sakara Malik and Davida Kasa are Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, who had taken employment in the Muslim government because the Nawab Hussein Shah had threatened their friends, villagers, and other devotees with death if they didn't serve him. And so they're feeling very much humiliated, humbled, because of their association with the Nawab Hussein Shah. And as was pointed out, last time we read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that association with those who are actually against the Vedic culture is worse than just material sense gratification. And so they are showing, of course, they are Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated devotees, but they're showing humility. Most of us don't have much humility. We were explaining that this morning in class. Most of us are thinking, we're the controller, we're the proprietor, we're perfect, we're powerful, we're happy. Ishvara hum humbogi, siddha humbalavan suki. And we commit so many offenses against Vaishnavas, like Indra committed against his spiritual master. When his spiritual master walked in, he ignored him because he was enjoying with his wife and being praised by the other demigods. In the same way, when Daksha walked in and Lord Shiva didn't stand up, Daksha criticized Lord Shiva, and that was the end of his enjoyment. What happened is that he basically lost his head and got a goat head instead. So one has to be very, 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 very careful to cultivate humility. Amanina manadena kirtaniyasadavi. So the way one cultivates humility is to not think less of yourself, but to think of yourself less. Or if you think of yourself, you think of yourself as a servant. Gopi Bharata Padakamala, Dasa Dasa Dasanu Dasa. That's actually the way. Not that you actually think, I'm horrible, I'm a stool worm, I'm this, that. So purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has explained ku Vishaya Garta as follows. Because of the activities of the senses, we become subjected to many sense gratificatory processes and are thus entangled by the laws of material nature. This entanglement is called Vishaya. When the sense gratificatory processes are executed by pious activities, they are called Su Vishaya, means good sense gratification. The word Su means good and Vishaya means sense objects. When the sense gratificatory activities are performed under sinful conditions, they are called Kuvishaya, bad sense enjoyment. In either case, either Kuvishaya or Suvishaya, these are material activities. As such, they are compared to stool. Now, this stool is not something you sit on. It's something that you flush. In other words, such things are to be avoided To become free from Suvishaya and Kuvishaya, one must engage himself in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The activities of devotional service are free from the contamination of material qualities. Therefore, to be free from the reactions of Suvishaya, Kuvishaya, one must take to Krishna consciousness. In that way, one will save himself from contamination. In this connection, Srila Narottamadas Thakur has sung, Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda Kebala Vishera Vanda Amrita Balyagye Bakaya Nana Yoni Sarapire Kadarya Bakshana Kare Tara Janma Adapateyaya. Suvishaya and Kuvishaya both fall under the category of Karma Kanda. There's another kanda, platform of activity, called Jnana Kanda, or philosophical speculation about the effects of Kuvishaya and Suvishaya, with the intention to find out the means of deliverance from material entanglement. On the platform of Jnana Kanda, one may give up the objects for Kuvishaya and Suvishaya, but that is not the perfection of life. Perfection is transcendental to both Jnana Kanda and Karma Kanda. It is on the platform of devotional service. If we do not take the devotional service in Krishna consciousness, we have to remain within this material world and endure the repetition of birth and death due to the effects of Jnana Kanda and Karma Kanda. Therefore, Narottamadas Thakur says, Nana Yoni Siddhapire Kadarya Bhakshanakare Tara Janma Dapateyaya. One travels throughout various species of life and eats all kinds of nonsense. Thus he spoils his existence. A man in material existence and attached to Kuvishaya or Suvishaya is in the same position as that of a worm in stool. Phew. After all, whether it be moist or dry, stool is stool. Similarly, material activities may be either pious or impious, but because they are all material, they are compared to stool. Worms cannot get out of stool by their own endeavor. Similarly, those who are overly attached to material existence cannot get out of materialism and suddenly become Krishna conscious. Attachment is there, as explained by Prahlad Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, text 30. Famous verse. Matirna Krishna Padato Sutava Vidobit Padyeta Grahavaratanam Adanta Gopir Vishatam Tamisram Punaschar-vita-char-vananam. Those who have made up their minds to remain in this material world and enjoy sense gratification cannot become Krishna conscious. Because of their attachment to material activity, they cannot attain liberation either by the instructions of superior persons or by their own endeavor or by passing resolutions in big conferences. Because their senses are uncontrolled, they gradually descend to the darkest regions of material existence to repeat the same process of birth and death in desirable or undesirable species of life. Okay, I think we need to unpack this a little bit. Okay, Kuvishaya. Suvishaya. Vishaya means sense enjoyment. Kuvishaya means bad sense gratification that will get you a bad result in the future, which is called vikarma. Get punished. And Suvishaya is sense gratification that won't get you a bad result, and according to the rules and regulations. However, they both entangle you in the material world. And as mentioned here, it's like wet stool and dry stool. Sorry about that particular example, but that's the example the Acharyas give. Anyway, we want to get out of the material world because... why do we want to get out? I don't want to get out of the material world. I just want to serve Krishna. But that's a higher platform. But for those of you out there, you should want to get out of the material world. But I just want to please Krishna and Prabhupada. So that means one's already out of the material world if they simply want to serve Krishna and their spiritual master. And if they don't want to simply serve Krishna and the spiritual master, they're not out of the material world. So the funny thing is, as long as you want to get out of the material world, you can't get out of the material world, as long as that's your prime objective. But as soon as your prime objective is to please Krishna and Guru, then you're out of the material world. But you're not worried about getting out of the material world at that particular point. However, in the beginning, you can have as one of the sources of your motivation wanting to get out of the material world. That's why there's so much preaching about the material world is miserable, threefold miseries, adiatmic, adivodic, adidaivic, miseries from other living entities, miseries of the material energy in general, and miseries from your own body and mind. So there's some impetus there. But ultimately, to get out of the material world, one has to give up the desire to get out of the material world and simply desire to please Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevana, and Bhakti, Ruchite, to please Krishna's senses. That's love, because Bhakti Mam Avijananti, Yavanyas Chasmi Tadvata. Only by what can Bhakti? Only by Bhakti can Krishna be known. Can you get out of the material world? Because you can't get out of the material world without being in another place, which is the spiritual world or spiritual consciousness, and that's Jivan Mukta, liberation. What is liberation? Real liberation is actually loving Krishna. Otherwise, any other type of so-called liberation, even if it goes up to the Brahma Jyoti, is a temporary affair. You go to the Brahma Jyoti and you get bored there, and then you come back down. So let's continue. Ama udarite poli nahi tri bhuvane patita pavana tumi sabe tuma vine. No one within the three worlds is sufficiently powerful to deliver us. You are the only savior of the fallen souls. Therefore, there is no one but you. Of course, this is the prayer of Dabirakash and Shikara Malik, or Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're the only one capable. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya is called Patita Pavana, which we'll hear in the next verse. Amaudariya yaride kao nijapala patita pavana nama tabi se sapala. If you simply deliver us by your transcendental strength, then certainly your name will be known as Patita Pavana, the savior of the fallen souls. Wow. Satcha eka bata kohon shuna doya maya bovinu dayara patra jagate nahaya. Let us speak one word that is very true. Plainly hear us, O merciful one. There is no other object of mercy within the three worlds but us. This is called lolium, intense hankering for Krishna's mercy. More doya karikara swadaya sapala akila brahmananda dekutka tumara daya bala. We are the most fallen, therefore by showing us your mercy is most successful. Let the power of your mercy be exhibited throughout the entire universe. So one time someone went to Prabhupada and said that he was the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything. So why are Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis saying this about themselves? Because they actually feel like that. Whereas that devotee who went before Prabhupada, he was saying he was the most fallen because he wanted to be distinguished in some way or other. And that distinguishing, that is, being well known, is part of profit, adoration, and distinction, which is subtle sex life. Okay. Namrisha paramartam evame shunuvya paname kama grataha yadime na dayishyase tada. Of course, this is Sanskrit. Let us submit one piece of information before you, dear Lord. It is not at all false, but is full of meaning. It is this. If you were not merciful upon us, then it will be very, very difficult to find more suitable candidates for your mercy. And of course, as I mentioned before, it's Sanskrit, and it's from the Stotra Ratna, number 47, by Sri Yamunacharya, who we talked about the other night. Yamunacharya is the great Acharya in Sri Rangam. Apaneya yugya deki mane panksoba tatapi tamaragune upajaya loba. We are very depressed at being unfit candidates for your mercy, yet since we have heard of your transcendental qualities, we are very much attracted to you. Vamana yaiche chanda darite chahi kare taiche evancha mora utiye antare. Indeed, we are like a dwarf who wants to capture the moon. Although we are completely unfit, desire to receive your mercy is awakening within our minds. Abject humility. This is the price for Krishna consciousness. Another point is, that's the only way you're going to be able to chant with attention. As long as you think of yourself as the controller, Ishwaroham, Aham Bhogi, Siddhoham Bhagavan Sukhi, as the enjoyer, Siddhoham is perfect and powerful and happy, you will not be able to chant nicely. You really just have to give yourself to the holy name with complete and utter dependence on the holy name, understanding the Lord is protecting you, maintaining you, have no separate interest other than the interest of the Lord, accept everything favorable, reject everything unfavorable, and above all, be humble. Being humble means you understand yourself as a servant. That's the opposite of master. Because what do we have? The false ego, I and mine. And what does the servant think in regard to the master? Yours, and I'm yours. It's the opposite of I and mine, the opposite of the ego. You know, people try, that is impersonalist, they try to get rid of the ego, but the ego is just the self. You can't get rid of the self. You get rid of the false conception of the self. Just like if someone has amnesia or someone is thinking himself to be something, it's not like if you go into a mental institution. Someone may be thinking, I'm Napoleon, I'm God, I'm Jesus Christ. So to cure the person doesn't mean for them to give up any conception of I. It means to find out who I is, or who that person is. I was listening to an interesting class that Srila Prabhupada gave. I was listening this morning as I was doing my deity worship. And Prabhupada was talking to some Christians in Mexico. And the Christians in Mexico were saying, the name of God is I am. It's kind of funny. Because there is a quote in the Bible where God says, I am, you can tell everybody that I am that I am. Now, what does it mean, I am that I am? That actually means the same thing as what? Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matsak sarvam pravartite, iti matva vajanti mam buddhapama samambata, that I am the source of everything, etc. It's just short. For God to say, I am that I am, is short for that whole verse in Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. I am everything. And of course, I'm also different than everything. That's also Jinja Beta Beta Tattva philosophy. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani aham teshva svavastataha. So actually, Prabhupada commented, he was arguing with the Christians, and he said, God's name is not I am. He has a name. Everybody is I am. Yeah, you can't say someone's name is I am. And in fact, God in the Bible says, you know, I am the Lord thy God in another place. So I am. Everybody is an I am, and God is an I am. But what he is and what we are different. Okay, next text. Bhavanta me vanucharan nirantara Prashantani shesha manoratantadaha Kadaham maikantika nitya kinkaraha Baharsha yashyami sanata jivatam. Important verse, actually. By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. When shall I engage in your permanent eternal servant, as your permanent eternal servant, and always feel joyful to have such a fitting master? So in his teachings through Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared every living entity to be an eternal servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's Jivaya Surupahoy Nacha Krishnadas. This is the constitutional position of all living entities. Just as a dog or servant is very much satisfied to get a competent, perfect master, or as a child is completely satisfied to possess a competent father, so the living entity is satisfied by completely engaging in the service of the Supreme Lord. He thereby knows that he has a competent master to save him from all kinds of danger. Unless the living entity comes to the guaranteed protection of the Supreme Lord, he is full of anxiety. This life of anxiety is called material existence. To be completely satisfied and devoid of anxiety, one must come to the position of eternally rendering service to the Supreme Lord. This verse is also from the Stotra Ratna by Sri Yamunacharya. So, Prabhupada would sometimes give the example of a fish outside of the water. That if a fish is not in the water, it's not in its constitutional position. No matter what the fish has, it won't be happy. Of course, it won't be breathing either. That's another subject matter. So we have a constitutional position where we fit in. Then we'll be happy. So, Shuni Mahaprabhu Kahe Shuna Davirakasa Tumi Dvibhai Mora Puratana Dasa. This is such a beautiful prayer or statement by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After hearing the prayer of Davirakasa and Sakara Malika, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Davirakasa, you two brothers are my old servants." In other words, they're eternally liberated associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aji haite nunhara nama rupa sanatan dainya chada tomara dainye hoti mora mana. My dear Sakara Malika, from this day your names will be changed to Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatan. Haribol, there's their initiation. Now please abandon your humility, for my heart is breaking to see you so humble. Actually, this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's initiation of Davirakasa and Sakara Malika. They approached the Lord with all humility, and the Lord accepted them as old servants, as eternal servants, and he changed their names. It is to be understood from this that it is essential for a disciple to change his name after initiation, obviously. Shankha Chakradhirur Vapundra Dharanadhyatma Lakshanam Tannama Kadanam Chaiva Vaishnavatwang Ihochite. After initiation, the disciple's name must be changed to indicate that he's a servant of Lord Vishnu. The disciple should also immediately begin marking his body with Tilak Urdhva Pundra, especially his forehead. That's what we have on our forehead. These are spiritual marks, symptoms of a perfect Vaishnava. This is a verse from the Padma Purana, Uttarakhanda. A member of the Sahaja Sampradaya does not change his name. Therefore, he cannot be accepted as a Gaudiya Vaishnava. If a person does not change his name after initiation, it is to be understood that he will continue in his bodily concept of life, or conception of life. I'll tell you a little bit of my stories in Krishna consciousness. I joined the movement 50 years ago, oh my God. A long time, I was a kid. And I wanted to change my name immediately. And of course, what they did is they would put a bhakta in front of the name. So if your name was Frank, they called you Bata Frank. If your name was Jill, they call you Batin Jill. Sometimes they would say Batini. So anyway, so they would call you Bata or Batin, and you knew, I still have that other name. It's just identifying me with my past. So you really wanted to have a spiritual name. Yes, some people like to keep their names. They should read this first, because it really helps identify you as a servant, not only of Krishna, but of your spiritual master. I mean, some people in India already have like a very spiritual name. Let's say you were given the name by your parents, Radha, if you were a girl, hopefully. You were given the name Radha, and you said, I want to keep my name. But Guru doesn't do that. Guru will, sometimes he'll add something to your name. He'll say Jai Radha or Radhika or something. But this, you may say, I'm already connected to Krishna with my name. However, it's not just Krishna. It's Guru Krishna Prasadevai Bhakti Lata Bish. You understand? The Guru, it's the connection with the Guru too. So, right after I joined the movement, I really want to have a spiritual name. So, 1 week after I joined the movement, I wrote to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada asking for initiation. And the temple president got so angry, he almost killed me, because he was a young kid like me. He was chasing after me with a mop to hit me. And he was an old friend too. But anyway, we were passionate in those days. So anyway, eventually, after 6 months in the movement, I did get a name by the mercy of Sasvarupa Das Adhikari. He was married at that time. Now he's a sannyasi. And January 1972, there's a letter, and I was initiated. Then, some years later, I took sannyas. Actually, 6 years later. After 6 years of being in the movement, he said he loves me. Who loves me? Oh, Amarendra. Yeah, Amarendra loves me. That's true. After all these years, yeah. You know, we have a great loving relationship. Prime Govind is referring to Amarendra right here. Yeah, because he's a big, tall, 7.5 feet tall at that time. So, anyway, so I took sannyas after 6 months. No, 6 years. In the Hare Krishna movement. That's pretty good. 1978, I was initiated in 72. So, actually, it's about 6 years, okay. But less than 6 years after taking initiation. Anyway, it's really interesting. Or about the same amount of time. So anyway, so I took initiation in 1978. And then, when I took initiation, I said, I am not changing the name that I got from Prabhupada. Because the sannyasa initiation is simply, it's a ritual. It's not actually the same as, you know, taking Harinam or taking Gayatri initiation. So I said, I am keeping my name. Beer Krishna, and just add the Goswami to it. And some people, they put a bhakti in front of their names, which is all right. I mean, that's a tradition in our Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But I'm just so attached to the name that I got because Prabhupada gave it to me. It was in Prabhupada's handwriting in the letter. I will not give it up in this lifetime. Of course, next lifetime, who knows what my name will be? Yes. Gaur-Mohan De named Srila Prabhupada as a Bhai Charan, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur respected that name and just added Abhaya Charana Aravinda. But the name has to change to a certain aspect. It can't remain exactly the same. So there has to be something that the spiritual master gives you. Of course, dealing with Westerners, then you change their names completely, because whether they're called Bob or Jill or Susie or Petunia, none of those names have too much relationship with Krishna. Okay. Dainya Patri Liki Bore Patale Varavara Se Patri Dwara Jani Tomara Vyavahara. You have written several letters showing your humility. I can understand your behavior from these letters. Tomara Vyahami Jani Patri Dware Tomashikaitil Shloka By your letters I could understand your heart. Therefore, in order to teach you, I sent you one verse which reads as follows. This is a very interesting verse. Paravyasanini nari yagrapi griha karmasu talivasvadayatyanta navasanga rasayanam. If a woman is attached to a man other than her husband, she will appear very busy in carrying out her household affairs, but within her heart, she is always relishing feelings of association with her paramour. Let me explain what that is. So this, of course, Lord Chaitanya is not advocating that a woman should have a paramour. That's not what he's saying here. He's saying, using a material example to illustrate a point, that if a woman has some other relationship, which is not desirable, but, you know, anyways, making a point, then she'll act perfectly with her husband. So in the same way, when we have a relationship with Krishna, we keep it within our hearts. We don't just like, say, oh, I'm a gopi. Oh, I'm a coward boy. Oh, I'm Krishna's mother. I'd be a pretty bad mother. So you don't say that. You keep it within your hearts and you act normally in this world. So a devotee, like Prabhupada said, a devotee should be a perfect gentleman, not a madman. That's important. Gaura Nikata. So it was Lord Chaitanya's instructions that they should go about doing their duties to the proper time when they can renounce everything. And this, of course, is the same instruction he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, who was able to follow that instruction so much so that his parents let the guard down, literally, figuratively. They had guards. And Raghunath Das Goswami was able to escape from home. So, Gora Nikata Hasite Nahimora Prayojana Tomadungha Nikite Mora Ihanagamada. I really had no business in coming to Bengal. But I have come just to see you two brothers. Yes, yeah, sometimes you can call someone Bhakta Pallad or Bhakta Hanuman, that's fine. But usually when someone joins, we put a Bhakta before their non-Krishna conscious name. Emora manera kata dehanahi jane sabivale kene aela Ramakeli Rame. Everyone is asking why I've come to this village of Ramakeli. No one knows my intentions. Bala Koila Dvibayaila Morasdane Gareyaha Boyakichu Nakariha Mane. It is very good that you two brothers have come to see me. Now you can go home. Do not fear anything. Janme Janme Tumi Dwi Kinkarahamara Achirate Krishna Tumaya Kadibe Hutara. Birth after birth, you have been my eternal servants. I am sure that Krishna will deliver you very soon. Eita bali dun hara shire, dari la dui hate, dui bai prabhupada nila nija mate. The Lord then placed his two hands on the heads of both of them, and in return they immediately placed the lotus feet of the Lord on their heads. Donha halingya prabhu balila bhakta kane, sabe kripa kari udaraha dvijane. After this, the Lord embraced both of them and requested all of the devotees present to be merciful upon them and deliver them. Wow. Dvijane prabhura kripa deki bhakta kane, hori hori bole sabe anandita mane. When all the devotees saw the mercy of the Lord upon the two brothers, they were very much gladdened, and they began to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hoodie, hoodie. Srila Narottama Das Thakur. It's a long purport, and I can finish it. Srila Narottama Das Thakur, let's get back, says, Chaitanya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Pecheva. Unless one serves a Vaishnava, he cannot be delivered. The spiritual master initiates the disciple to deliver him, and if the disciple executes the order, the spiritual master does not offend other Vaishnavas, his path is clear. Two things: executes the orders and does not offend other Vaishnavas. Consequently, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the Vaishnavas present to show mercy toward the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, who had just been initiated by the Lord. When a Vaishnava sees that another Vaishnava is a recipient of the Lord's mercy, he becomes very happy. Vaishnavas are not envious. If a Vaishnava, by the mercy of the Lord, is empowered by him to distribute the Lord's holy name all over the world, other Vaishnavas become very joyful. That is, if they are truly Vaishnavas. One who is envious of the success of a Vaishnava is certainly not a Vaishnava himself, but is an ordinary, mundane man. Envy and jealousy are manifested by mundane people, not by Vaishnavas. Why should a Vaishnava be envious of another Vaishnava who is successful in spreading the holy name of the Lord? An actual Vaishnava is very pleased to accept another Vaishnava who is bestowing the Lord's mercy. A mundane person in the dress of a Vaishnava should not be respected but rejected. This is enjoined in the Shastra Upeksha. The word Upeksha means neglect. One should neglect an envious person. A preacher's duty is to love the Supreme Personality of God and make friendships with Vaishnavas, show mercy to the innocent, and reject or neglect those who are envious or jealous. There are many jealous people in the dress of Vaishnavas in this Krishna consciousness movement, and they should be completely neglected. There is no need to serve a jealous person who is in the dress of a Vaishnava. When Narottama Das Thakur says, Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Pecha Keva, he is indicating an actual Vaishnava, not an envious or jealous person in the dress of a Vaishnava. We will end here and take some questions from all of you Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Okay. Let us unmute you all. Okay, we got 33 people. That's very good tonight. All right, so who has a question?
I have a question.
Mr. Mayapur Chandra. Okay, ask.
Yes,
now.
Swami. So how is it that the Kali Chela, the people who aren't devotees, but they're dressed as devotees, how is it they're chanting Hare Krishna?
How is it they're chanting Hare Krishna? They're chanting offensively. That's how. People are chanting offensively, ritualistically, finding fault in Vaishnavas, and in doing so, they're cultivating not the bhakti, not the bees, they are cultivating the aparada bees, the karma bees, the jnana bees. Very dangerous. The holy name is Chintamani. It's like a desire tree, a stone, a spiritual stone that's a desire stone or a touchstone, like that. And so you get the fruits of your desires. So they are desiring something, they're envious. They're envious, just like Shukracharya. He was advising worship of Lord Vishnu to Bali Maharaj, but his whole intention was to actually do devious activities because he was the spiritual master of the demons. So sometimes people act, and it's actually Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that they have come to cause disturbance in the society of devotees. However, you should not go around calling people Kali Chelas or draw that conclusion when you meet someone who is causing trouble, because they may be simply disturbed. But Prabhupada, one time in my recollection, actually kicked people out of the Krishna consciousness movement. There may be other times. And he told people to basically hit the road. And when they said, Prabhupada, you are a spiritual master, Prabhupada said to them, you have no spiritual master. So Kali sometimes sends demons in disguise, just like in Krishna's pastimes. You know that Vatsasura? You've heard of Vatsasura before? No, you haven't heard of Vatsasura.
Yes, Swami.
Calf demon. And Vatsasura. And Palambasura! You know, Palambasura, he was just like a cute little coward boy. And he was playing with all the other boys. And that was in Braj, too. Not only was he, you know, we talk about chanting Hare Krishna, but he was in Braj, and he was engaged in the devotional service, too. Because he was, you know, they had that competition, the different coward boys. And he was on the side that lost. And because he lost, he got the punishment or blended benediction of carrying Balaram away. And while he was carrying Balaram, he manifested himself as a big demon. And Balaram said, my, how this carrier has changed. So even in Krishna's pastimes, you see this. What to speak of in the Krishna consciousness. However, don't come to conclusions and say, if you're Krishna Maharaj, you are a Kali Chela, because you want women to become gurus. You are actually a Kali Chela. Just because you don't like me, Mayapur. No, he likes me. I'm just teasing. I'm his savior. His one saving grace.
Yes. I agree.
I've adopted Mayapur in spite of all my intelligence telling me not to do it. Anyway.
That's really horrible.
You know, everyone says, how can you deal with that person? And I said, I can't help it. My heart tells me to do it.
Thank you, Gurudev. Thank you.
Anyway. Okay, so on that happy note, so Mr. Cohen has a question.
Actually, you just answered it.
What was the answer? What was the question? Well,
the question was, you know, sometimes we see devotees who are struggling with certain things, and then other devotees who tend to gravitate towards seeing those struggles instead of the service. They say, well, that person, this verse should be neglected or rejected because that person had this problem or that problem. And so we've heard so many times they use it as an excuse, especially for leaders. You know, a leader may be very Krishna conscious, very sincere, but perhaps not so experienced in leadership. So they make some small mistake, and then people use this mistake to call them Kali Chela and blaspheme them all over the world.
Yeah, so Prabhupada didn't like this. Once upon a time, there was a sannyasi who fell down, and there was one devotee who broadcast it in a critical way all over the world. Prabhupada criticized the devotee who did the broadcasting rather than the sannyasi who fell down, because he said, you have made it very difficult for him to come back. You know, actually, we should not criticize Vaishnavas
That should be a rule. And there'll be different Vaishnavas with different ideas as far as spreading Krishna consciousness. And so we should respect that. It's not that every Vaishnava will agree on all the details. Like for example, we have some devotees who are in favor of female or Vaishnavi Diksha Gurus, and some devotees who are not. Now, that may be because of their culture. They were brought up in a certain way. So, you know, I respect that culture. I'm not going to criticize them, and they should respect my culture. Because these cultural aspects are simply relative. Simply relative. Like the style of dress, simply relative. The type of instrument you play is simply relative. Right? It's simply relative. Like you say, well, what instruments do they play in the spiritual world? I don't know. They probably play the flute, the guitar, trombone, and everything like that. I mean, if it's here, they must be there too, if it's a nice instrument. You know, why limit Krishna? Why limit the spiritual world? You know, you're going to limit the spiritual world to just mridanga and cartels?
Gurudev, you said a moment ago that it should be a rule that we don't criticize. So you're GBC. Why isn't it a rule?
It is a rule. I made it a rule in my zone. So anyway, so someone feels, yes, they want to limit themselves to mridanga and cartels, all glorious to them. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's wonderful. And if someone wants to just open up the whole concert orchestra and have every single instrument in creation, there's nothing wrong with that either. As long as they're glorifying Krishna and chanting Krishna's holy names. If someone wants to hire the London Philharmonic to glorify Krishna, that's fine. Or if someone just wants to sit in his cave and chant Hare Krishna, that's fine. You know, but people like to think, you know, I'm the best and what I'm doing is the best and I know best and I know how to interpret Shastra. Just like we have this whole discussion right now about Vaishnavi Diksha Gurus. Okay, so let's make it more topical. So everybody has their favorite quotes to prove or to attempt to prove their point. But the problem is, according to the Mahabharata, what is it? Tarko Pratishta, Shruti Na, Vibhi Na. What does that mean? That by logic and reasoning and pulling quotes out of a Shastra, you cannot establish the truth. It doesn't work like that. The ultimate conclusion is Mahajanayena Gata Sapanta. Then one has to actually follow in the footsteps of a great acharya to understand the absolute truth. So our great acharya is Srila Prabhupada, so we accept him insofar as the application of Krishna consciousness. So we have all these shastric quotes and thousands of pages, pro and con. You know, it's just like unbelievable how people can produce so many pages. Me, I'm of the KISS philosophy. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, sadhu. Sorry, I made a mistake. I committed an offense against the Vaishnava. Keep it simple, sadhu. KISS. That's my philosophy. Keep it simple. You understand? So, simple means, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave us his Dasa Mula. What are our essential principles? And what are the details? That's it. Because you can search Shastra to justify almost any point of view. You can find justification in Shastra for offering a goat to the goddess Kali every month on the full moon night. and say, Prabhus, tonight is the full moon. Let's leave the temple and offer a goat tonight. So Gopal, let's go tonight. Well, how many days to the full moon? I think it's about 4 days to the full moon. Because Navami, 9, 10, 11, 12, 11, about 5 days. So 5 days, Gopal, you and I are going to meet in a crematorium. And we're going to offer a goat to the goddess Kali, according to Shastra.
As you wish, Gurudev.
Okay, so he's a surrendered disciple. According to Shastra, he and I, and we're going to have goat prasad that night. Bakri, for those of you who speak Hindi. Bakri. And who can criticize it? Who can criticize us? We're following Shastra. And there's other Shastras that say the people born in non-Brahmin families can never become Brahmins. Yet Prabhupada did it. But the pure devotee's activities are Shastra. That is Shastra. That is proof. So what Prabhupada did. So anyway, so obviously there's so many injunctions we don't follow. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says, don't ever eat carrots. Yet Prabhupada ate carrots, and he gave us carrots. Because those injunctions were meant for preaching to ritualistic brahmanas. Every single injunction other than the basic principles of spiritual life, like you're not the body, you're part and parcel of Krishna, chant the holy names, other than the basic principles, are actually culturally based to bring people to the basic principles. That's a really important point. What is the point of anything if one doesn't come to Krishna consciousness? Dharma, swanashtita pumsam vishvaksena katasu yed, no pariyad yadi ratim shrama evi kevalam. The whole point is to bring people to Krishna consciousness. That's it. And whatever you have to do, within reason, not breaking the principles, to bring people to Krishna consciousness, you know, if you have to go bungee jumping to bring people to Krishna consciousness, do it. Of course, I don't know how that would bring people to Krishna consciousness, but if it would, do it. If you have to dress up in a Spider-Man outfit to bring people to Krishna consciousness, do it. If you have to do rap music to bring people to Krishna consciousness, do it. Purena parichyate. You judge by the results. So as you can tell from my statements, I'm not one of those conservatives. Anyway. But neither am I liberal. I'm actually very conservative in the principles of Krishna consciousness. I do not advocate becoming loose in the principles. What are some of the principles I follow? In addition to the four regular principles and chanting my rounds, I wake up early every morning. That's a principle. Why? Because when you wake up early, I know many of you love to stay up late and party every night in the name of Krishna consciousness. But if you wake up early, Prabhupada, that was one of Prabhupada's injunctions. Devotees should attend morning and evening programs, you know, Hare Krishna. So I wake up early and I chant, I'm regulated. And it's favorable to Krishna consciousness. So this is actually important. Rising early. I mean, Lord Chaitanya says what? Udila arana pura babage dvijamani gora amani jage. What is that? That's a good translation. When the rising sun appeared in the east. Of course, you may say, the sun hasn't appeared yet. I don't have to wake up. So, you can't have that excuse. When the rising sun appeared in the jewel the twice born, Lord Gauranga awakened. Well, he waited until the sun came up. So I should wait until the sun comes up too. So anyway, so gathering his devotees around him, he set out to preach in the countryside towns and villages. And also, there's the other part of the Arunda Daya Kirtan part too. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Bole, Kota Nidra, Yaomaya, Pisachira Kole. Wake up, you rascals. How long have you been sleeping in the lap of the witch called Maya? Anyway, so these are important points. You get up early, you chant the holy names of the Lord with great attention, devotion, humility. This will save you. Anyway, time to end. So, because I do get up early, thank you all for joining us. I do get up early, but I have to meet with some people tonight. Oh my God. Oh my God, pray for me. Anyway, so, all right, so, it's an inside joke. So, all right, so all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Haribol.